Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley joins us live over the phone. Commissioner, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing really well. Appreciate your time. I know extremely busy, of course, right now, and I just wanted to touch base on the Lincoln County response to coronavirus and COVID-19, and I understand you're actually meeting with the public health officials this morning. So, Commissioner, what's the very latest from public health officials that you're being told right now as far as Lincoln County is concerned?
Well, number one, we meet every morning. Our EOC is fully operational in this disaster, and we have a meeting every morning at 8 o'clock where we are on the phone with the state getting an update from every county around the state. And then after that, we move into our local call where our command team is in place. We are very much in the mode of operating in this disaster, and we want the people to know there are plans at levels and phone calls going on. We're usually, as commissioners, in phone calls clear through noon every day, clear to the national level. There are phone calls where we are on with the President of the United States and his Vice President personally. That's the level that your leadership is bringing it down to the counties. They get the part that this is a thing that is driven by on the ground. And the public health nurses, we're taking these orders that come down and sorting through them and dealing with those and trying to make sure that they are administered. The biggest thing we can tell the public is this: follow the guidelines. If you're a businessman, still open, the distancing between people in there is critical. This is a disease that has been around for a long time. It is different forms of flus and stuff like that. But if every 100 people that get tested, 96 do not test positive for this flu when you get it, not for the COVID virus, excuse me. That means only 4 out of those people do it. But there are other symptoms that are, this is a symptomatic thing, starts off with the fever, and then you can get coughing, different lung. It is a lung disease, and it is very, very important that we don't flood our medical system. And the high level of concern by us, and we need to pass on to the public for sure, is that they need to contact a doctor. This is a highly transmittable disease, higher than anything we've ever dealt with on a national level. And we've had some things like in 1959 and stuff that affected our communities the same way. But it's been a long time since we've had one of these. That transmittable thing is what we're trying to slow down. We have got to slow down the curve so we don't put one of these cases in our communities, so that we don't get that big reaction curve. If, for example, the ones in this state this morning, as of right now, there are 8 counties affected with 26 people that have tested positive for it. But the bulk of those are in the Sheridan area and over in a nursing home in Lander, and they're both nursing home related. So they're tied to this. But in this businesses, people in public, you've had to hear it on the national news, on the places that are getting impacted the hardest. When the President of the United States reacted again this morning and activated the National Guard to California, the state of Washington, and to New York. And so he did that to try to help control the people still in crowds. Do the public spacing, be respectful of one another, and understand it. And I want to make it very strong in as we come across as county commissioners. We believe our people are doing an excellent job. Business people, keep it up. You've got to keep the public distancing. If you are open, there are services we can't do without, no matter what this happens. We're a pass-through county. The possibility of this being coming in from the other places is very high. That's what we need to take care of. And if we get one, we need to be able to contain it in our hospitals that are doing an excellent job, by the way. And if you do get the symptoms, please do call a doctor first. Do not flood our hospitals with a lot of stuff coming in there. I'll speak as an old person myself. And, if I cough, do I get worried about it? Probably so. But be very cognizant that we could overflow the systems in here on it. They have got the system set up in place. We are on top of it that way. Everybody's worried about supplies of this and supplies of that. We are not short of stuff right now, and we do not anticipate being that way. And so give your health workers a thank you in that brief passing, the people that are working day and night on this thing. Be very respectful of that. And the one thing we need to get across today is the age group here. My age group, as I said, is very much affected by this thing in what they call the death rate. But the statistics this morning are this. The very first thing that come across the news this morning is 18 to 59 years old. 53% of the 100 people I talked about to test for this positive actually do test positive of those 4. actually are between that age. The younger group can get this. Do they have a better chance of surviving it and going through it? Absolutely, yes. There's no, all we know of nationwide or even worldwide is one child between 0 and 9. But your children can be transmitters. Youth can be transmitters to younger people. Elderly like us, our immune systems just aren't as good. That's all there is to it. And so this is a form of, what's it? Cut down that interaction. Respect the 6 foot apart in there on it. Don't listen to rumors. We will try to keep as many facts out there as we possibly can. I was asked over the weekend if the National Guard was going to come in and shut down this state. The answer is absolutely no, not even a consideration. Those things are not on the table. And if you watch what goes on in states where it's going on, the National Guard was sent in there to help the governors. The decisions here locally and how we handle it is just like with our governor. He made the decision that the best thing for this state was to cut down that flow of people, reduce the number of cases we could possibly put on our health care system. And we are holding, like I say, every daily meetings. We're meeting with our elected officials. As of Friday, we're switching our courthouse and the branch office in Afton to one person coming through a checkpoint, sitting there checking you as you come in and run through a series of questions like you just do normally. And so we're limiting the number of people in and out of those two facilities and give our health nurse credit for actually putting the staff and personnel, one of the few counties that's doing that, at those doors. Libraries, we don't have enough health people to man all the libraries and stuff, but they're basically closed except by appointment. And that's the thing for the public to remember. If you absolutely need something done and can't do it through the mail, can't do it electronically, you can contact by phone the division you want, for example, the library. You can call your local library and get an appointment to try to get it, or they will curbside deliver. And we are recommending that on any level of business. If you can go to curbside delivery, do it. And so, like I said, the courthouses and those two I just spoke of, we are not shutting government down. We know we need to keep progressing. This is a marathon. This is not a short term. The Chinese response and the Italy response that everybody hears about on the news, they have a curve to them, but that curve can take 4 months. And so that's the urgency of you with it. This is a very fast growing, so if somebody gets reported in one spot, it usually grows fairly fast. We've got to control that so we don't overload it, and so we protect ourselves in there. And like I say, the business people, as commissioners, when we are seeing people and going out, people are respecting it. And, you know, keep your distance. There was a place we heard of that has 6 foot taped off on the floor in the businesses that need to function to show you what to do to stay apart. And I hope I've walked through Duke, you know, enough of this on what it is. If I left something out, you need answered. What else can I?
Well, Commissioner, appreciate your time. Again, we're with Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley this morning, and a couple questions for you, Commissioner. As far as testing, I know one of the questions and concerns nationally and locally even has been on the availability to get tested for this. I know that our local hospitals are testing, and there's been rumors that they're not, and I know that they have been. So as far as the testing goes, who should be getting tested? What are you hearing? How many tests are being done? All that kind of stuff.
As of this morning, the latest numbers I get, and these are not absolute facts, but I was just with the county health coordinator and the two ends tied together. What I know, they've tested about in this start, what I call northern Lincoln County, about 17 tests, southern Lincoln County, about 16. Out of numbers of people that have called in, that's where, like, when you walk in the courthouse, you're going to be asked this questionnaire. And if the health nurse figures you need to have a test or be referred to a doctor, we'll refer you to a doctor first so we don't flood the testing market. And so if you have a question, call your physician. And then this, and we have not had anybody in the western United States that I know of that's been denied a test if they actually needed it. But they're triaging that. If, you know, we'll put the number of tests where they need to. The kits are coming into the state. So there's a lot of level of discussion of, is there enough? And that is why the concern is there. We can overload the system and run out of tests. We're not out of testing kits right now. We're in good shape right at the moment. But if we got this massive amount, then we could reach that. And so that's the key for people in testing. If your doctor deems you necessary to do it, he will have you tested. And from what we know, and I can speak for them because, like I say, we're on the phone with these health officials all the time. So we're doing it. But that screening process, and that's why you see the massive lines and stuff in there. And I know both hospitals have a way that you can go, you know, and wait in line. But you're better off to call. call before and say, I've got these symptoms, they've got these symptoms. And a lot of times they're going to tell you, it's like, okay, wait, remember what I said about the every 100 people that go through the line that get tested. And one thing about this one, this isn't highly transmittable enough. If you get in the testing process, you and your family are going to be quarantined. That 14-day that you hear about, that initiates you. So call and check so you can minimize, you know, the effects to you and your family. And say, and if the doctor says, look, I need you to wait 24 hours and call me back, that's the kind of stuff we need to start happening so that we can do it. But to my knowledge and for what we have been told, and we are on direct lines in there, there has been no one turned down for a test that actually needed the test. But please do go through a screening process first.
Commissioner, I understand, like you mentioned, the local businesses have understand the issue, and I think everyone has responded appropriately. But of course, as you know, that doesn't make it easy. And the local businesses are really struggling financially, with so many unanswered questions. Of course, Governor Gordon announced that there will be financial aid, if you will, through disaster relief loans. What can you tell the local businesses as far as getting help, as because they're following the guidelines, they're trying to do what's right, but that doesn't mean they, you know, we don't want to lose their business either. So what can you tell them as far as how to stay open during this time?
Well, and the thing about the aid that's coming down, everybody's had to have heard, you know, what Congress is, you know, and they're trying to get it passed in the Senate in there, and that's why Congresswoman Cheney and Barrasso and those guys are on these phone calls with us to keep us updated how that flow is going. And absolutely understand that the three of us directly to them all the time, and they call us personally. We need the money on the ground now, not tomorrow, not next day. And so we need that action by Congress. The system is being set up right now to come through the Small Business Administration, and I've already talked to some people in the area here I'm at. We don't travel as much now for obvious reasons, and those businessmen are already hearing of the avenues that are coming through that's what they need to pay attention to. And it's designed to be, and I believe in the bill that has not passed, that there is going to be like a 3-month forgiveness period. In other words, they're going to give a business 3 months worth of different types of money to help offset the cost, and it's not going to be payable if you retain your employees for, you know, through the 90% of your employees through it. And so that's the forgiveness they're looking at. But the first thing I tell any businessman that gets impacted from this, I don't care what level you are on business, document, 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 so that you can show the impact to your business. And that's what they need to do. And we are working directly with them 24/7, and I literally say that, I can't say that loud enough, on how we get the flow of money back down to the cities, towns, and counties. And that's what it's being geared for, and that's why you're president is on the line to us at times, your vice president, and the governor. We are on a conference call with our county commissioners associations on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to try to update this subject that we're talking about all the time. And if we're trying to figure out the best systems to try to help these businesses. We absolutely get the pressure that's on them to maintain what's going on. We do not want this county to fail at any level. We want to be able to recover from this and go back to life as normal as soon as possible. But the businesses and the stressed out and the unemployment lines, this is time when we're going to have to help neighbor to neighbor and business to business. And I've already heard of creative things out of business people. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. We'll get through this. The Small Business Administration, it ties to the little businesses. We believe that they're going to actually go into the tourism business with some very heavy money. But that part of what we need to do in there is, like you say, document what you're doing. We will get you the information as soon as it's available, and hopefully we don't have to get it to you, that the Small Business Administration, and they'll run those through the local banks, which is making the banks stable. I need to say that. There's a banking fear that the banks can run out of money, Great Depression style. That does not exist in this thing. We have changed banking. Is not. The stock market may have fell drastically, but it's still not below any lower than what it was when President Trump took office. Okay. Is that good for my retirement? Absolutely not. My concern is the same as there. I say this very loudly to the public we serve. Don't let this stress you out. We're working on it. We need your help. The public is what's going to make this thing go away quick. Following those rules and stuff helps us get down the track. And yes, businesses should be concerned. Workers, we will have a higher unemployment. When Jackson put their thing up from Star Valley the other day, we knew that we felt the effect coming down through. In the area I'm in right through here, the oil and gas industry workers, they're already being laid off or pushed off. And so this isn't just Lincoln County's issue. This is everybody's issue. This is why it's a nationwide issue. But be aware of what we are trying to do and accomplish. And as soon as we have the information so that you can feel more secure in your business, we will pass that along.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.